WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Sartex Propane, now serving Bryan College Station. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Bryan man out of jail on bond awaiting trial on 5 criminal charges was shot and killed near his home early Saturday morning. Police say 30-year-old Broderick Turner was shot in his car on West 16th, south of Highway 21 between Hall and Logan. A motive has not been determined, according to Officer Kelly McKeithen.
At this time, it's too early to speculate. We are asking that if anyone does have information, to contact our Criminal Investigation Division at 209-5300, or if they want to remain anonymous, then call Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
McKeithen says patrol officers from several miles away heard gunfire, then 911 dispatchers directed them to the scene. Turner was still alive when officers arrived, and they joined emergency personnel to provide medical treatment. A bicyclist and pedestrian were taken to the hospital with possible life-threatening injuries after they were struck in separate incidents in College Station Saturday morning before sunrise. Investigators have been asked for help from anyone who may have seen the bicyclist get hit by a driver who left the scene Saturday morning around 4 on the freeway southbound service road between Cavenders and Allen Honda. Before that, multiple agencies were at George Bush and Dexter after an eastbound car struck two people who were crossing the street. One who was taken to the hospital died yesterday after he was taken off life support. Police identified him as a Texas A&M student, 21-year-old Jayden Kennedy from Lubbock. The other pedestrian was treated for minor injuries. The driver of the car, 21-year-old Samuel Huerta of College Station, was arrested for drunk driving. Police report he was not charged with intoxication assault because it was determined the pedestrians failed to yield the right-of-way. A Bryan man listed on a DPS Most Wanted list is back in jail. According to Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart, 19-year-old Roy Arevalo Jr. was brought back following his arrest in Houston for a traffic violation. Criminal charges against Arevalo includes engaging in organized criminal activity and drug selling and distribution.
Now, he has other activities in which Texas Department of Public Safety have been interested. Bryan Police Department has been interested.
Last month, his father was sent to prison for 60 years as part of a plea agreement for similar charges. That includes smuggling contraband into the Brazos County Jail involving a former detention officer. Some Republican voters in Brazos County will make a decision on 3 primary races next March.
One is Congress, where incumbent Bill Forrest of Bryan's being challenged by Grossbeck business owner Caleb Sims. Another is the Brazos County Commission Precinct 3 seat, where Bryan business owner Gabe Garcia is running against College Station Mayor Nancy Berry. And has been previously announced, State Representative John Rainey is being challenged by former College Station Councilman Jess Fields. After the first week of the filing period, 2 more Brazos County incumbents filed for re-election. They are District Judge Travis Bryan and County Attorney Rod Anderson. A check with the Brazos County Democratic Party indicates no filings, but some interest in local races. The filing deadline is December 14th. An updated list is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Service arrangements have been announced for John Hardin Hicks II, the son of Bryan Broadcasting owner and president Bill and Paula Hicks, who died of brain cancer. A rosary and visitation is today from 4 until 7 at Hillier Funeral Home in Bryan. A funeral mass is tomorrow morning at 11 at St. Thomas Aquinas Church in College Station. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 37 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Sartex Propane. More news on the way at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Sartex Propane, a family business since 1975, has been serving Central Texas for over 30 years and now serving Bryan College Station. Sartex Propane offers all kinds of services from residential to commercial installation, hookups and appliance conversions, and Sartex Propane even leases and sells all sizes of tanks. Sartex will also meet or beat on propane prices. Visit StartexPropane.com or call Sartex Propane today and mention WTAW for a discount. 1-800-792-3487.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do. Valak.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 92626.
Malik is making a difference for you.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, when we make a promise, we keep it. That's why we offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee.
We know a flooring purchase is a big deal, and we want you to be completely satisfied.
We can do that because we have the most experience around and over a million square feet of inventory to choose from. At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we offer the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
It's 7:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure in control with lots of sunshine and some chilly temperatures for today. Rather chilly out there this morning, but all that sun leads to a high of 60 to 65 this afternoon. Clear much of tonight. Clouds will begin increasing late, lows near 45. It will become cloudy during the day tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Clouds may be a shower tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Cloudy Wednesday, chance of a shower, milder, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M Soccer advancing to the Elite Eight for the sixth time and the second year in a row. A&M football gets a win. All the local high school football teams advance to the area round in football. And a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50.
There you go. It's 7:13. And we had under 32 here because the people who parked their vehicles here over the weekend had ice crystals all over their windows, which...
Yeah, I'm wondering where this temperature sensor is located.
Yeah, because the numbers just don't jive.
No.
Right?
Not what I experienced this morning.
I mean, obviously, science tells you it got below 32 here.
Yeah.
And if you park your car outside, then that may well have happened. The other thing that's kind of cool is a little phenomenon. Where are you going to post that?
Oh, probably online. We'll put it on the WTAW Twitter.
One of the neat things is that we're five stories up, which gives us a different view of the city than most people get to see. And this morning, there was a really pretty cool fog bank out there that follows a creek that, again, you can't see as you're driving along in the bypass, talking on the phone or texting.
You've got other things to do anyway.
That's right. Yeah, you're busy. Anyhow, but we'll post that in a little while for you. It's that time. It's funny. One of the little services we have says, don't forget this is a short work week. I thought that was so humorous. there will be no work this week. I mean, nothing will get done. If you get something accomplished today, congratulations, because especially if it involves other people, because they're going to feel like not wanting to work. And
the students are only going 2 days this week.
Yeah, and speaking of students, I don't know, to go back to Friday, I don't know if you were out and about on Friday or in College Station on Friday, but it was crazy because it was Ring Dunk Day, and you didn't just have to be over at the Clayton Williams Alumni Center to notice this, because, I mean, I'm on University around, I don't know, after lunch, and it was backed up eastbound from Blue Baker all the way to the bypass, okay? I mean,
wow!
Three lanes, all backed up. I mean, bumper to bumper, and that's a long way. And that just happened to be the one I saw. I guarantee you there had to be others around. And again, a lot of different things. People trying to get out of town, probably people in town for to watch their kiddo or somebody get a ring and all the celebration that goes on with that. But yeah, traffic on Friday was pretty horrendous out there.
It was. They had talked about it some during the football game too. They had overbooked a bunch of the flights.
Oh,
so a lot of people were driving to get to Nashville.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well,
because there was as big an Aggie contingent at Anchor Down as there were folks from Vandy.
There you go. Well, again, it's Vanderbilt. They surprised themselves by winning some football games this year. Well, they did.
Absolutely right.
We were talking last hour, and you know, I was going to make a bit out of it, but then Patrick gets all serious about the
the folks who were over protesting the Syrian refugees not being allowed to come to Texas, and we had the quote from Something You Should Know in the First Hour.
You need to see that your mind has an opinion about everything, including things it knows nothing about.
Go through your day thinking about that, okay?
Oh, no, all you have to do on that is turn on Facebook.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It is reiterated in spades.
Excellent point. They quoted in the story we saw, they quoted two people, one who's an English literature major at the University of Texas at Austin. We discussed whether or not that was a career arc that you wanted to follow. But the other thing I was thinking about is I guarantee you nobody with a hyphenated first name or two first names was there. You know what I mean? Nobody named Joe Don was there. Nobody named Billy Clyde was there. I mean, and probably nobody from, I don't know, Deanville was there. It just
no Bubbas?
I don't think so. It's so if you're going to do the traditional turkey thing, and there are people who are doing that, believe it or not, the Butterball turkey talk line is still there. Isn't that quaint? I mean, you can actually pick up a telephone, wired to the wall if you want to, and call them at 1-800-BUTTERBALL.
Yeah, but you can't. You have to talk to somebody on the phone. Because your hands are all nasty. You can't use your phone and text back and forth or go online and ask questions.
Well, one would yeah.
You can't do that.
Siri, dial Butterball.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Anyway.
I can't do that, Kevin.
That's right. So, yeah, you can call them. They're opened up pretty much from 5 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon through Thanksgiving and into December for all the Christmas turkey types. So there you go. So here's a thought.
Yes.
You know, we always hear that turkey has tryptophan in it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's supposed to make you sleepy.
Not enough of it, though.
Yeah, okay. Oh, all right. Well, my thought is, what happens if you marinated it in Red Bull? Would that balance everything out?
Oh, if you could stomach it.
Okay, just a thought.
Whoa.
Did you hear this on the news? Talk about big pharma. Pfizer has bought Allergan, I guess is how it's pronounced. $380 a share. The deal is worth, I don't know, billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Thank you, Carl Sagan.
Yeah.
Pfizer.
I mean, Pfizer makes Lipitor and Celebrex and Allergan. Allergan, I think, makes Botox and other things. Here's the deal that Fox had. This is a little problem for the U.S. Treasury. They released a new statement about the companies, and in doing so, called tax inversion. Pfizer is valued at $199 billion. The other one's $122 billion. And they're going to be based in Ireland. You know why?
Because our tax structure sucks.
Right. The corporate tax rate in Ireland is lower than it is here. So, yeah, I know. Congress is going, I guess we probably should have fixed that,
Buy local, kind of.
Yeah, really. This isn't local, and, you know, we don't really, I mean, we're paying some attention to it, but the idea that this raid that took place early this morning, which would have been overnight in Brussels, I mean, you need to remember what Brussels is. Brussels is the home of things like NATO.
Yep.
And the home of the European Union. I mean, they are like the ultra capital, if you will. Capital of a lot of things that are based outside of that country. And for that to be a city that is basically shut down for a third straight day is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. I mean, you've seen the military vehicles that are on the street there right now. Think about that. You've seen military vehicles in Washington, D.C. times a lot. It's a pretty serious situation. All right. Okay, California police on the lookout for a woman accused of attacking a high school student and stealing her phone.
Wow.
El Cerrito Police Department says 15-year-old was minding her own business when a woman jumped out of the car, and it was a car full of men, ran and punched her in the head, knocking her out. She then allegedly made off with the girl's phone and backpack. Police say they've now figured out who the suspect is, and after she used the phone to snap a bunch of selfies, how stupid is that? They figured out who she is. Police are on the hunt for an 18-year-old. The victim spent time at a hospital for her injuries. They apparently had a fight at school, and that was to get even with her. That was on Friday. Police are looking for a cookie. Oh, they actually arrested a cookie monster in Houston. 24-year-old Eugene Bradshaw, with the Muppet-inspired nickname. He allegedly robbed over 30 fast food restaurants, taking cash and eventually demanding cookies on his way out. Mr. Bradshaw and his accused 34-year-old accomplice arrested on Friday after deputies in the Harris County Sheriff's Office managed to identify them using surveillance.
C is for criminal. It's good enough for me.
Give me some money. Oh, yeah, let me have cookies.
Give me the cookies.
Are you going to spend more for the holidays this year? Overall, U.S. Americans likely to spend more during the 2015 holidays. Consumer Reports research shows that the median amount that U.S. Americans expect to spend is $529.
Oh, wow.
That is up almost $100 from last year. Just over one in four say they'll cut back on their holiday spending this year.
They've already got lights up in my neighborhood.
So average wages are down, but spending is going to go up. Looks like we trust credit again.
Woo-hoo! Well, again, yeah. Well, yeah, a little credit's okay.
Uh-huh.
A little credit is okay.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, somehow little and credit don't go together. Mm-hmm. Was it 2 years ago we had learned our lesson?
Yeah.
We totally figured
it out. We're actually saving money now.
Well, and it could be every time you're reminded that you drive. Well, every time you fill up, you realize, gosh, I've got $20 in my pocket I didn't have before.
Yeah.
Then, you know, what do you do with that money? Well, let's go spend 30 because I've got 20, right?
Sure.
Okay. That's the American way of life. That's how it works.
Especially if you were so well behaved the past 3 to 5 years.
That's right. You are a U.S. American.
I deserve it.
Yes, you are a U.S. American. You deserve to spend yourself into debt. There's no problem about that. All right, guys. Do you secretly prefer wine to beer?
No.
Well, the word is secretly.
No.
Have you guzzled?
I must be keeping it from myself.
Yeah, you don't even know that you have an opinion on
that. Yeah, exactly. Have you guzzled a Guinness with the boys and then all you really wanted was a nice little a Chardonnay?
Where does this writer live? Yeah. It's not Texas.
Well, now there's man can wine.
Oh, canned wine.
Yeah.
I prefer the jug variety.
Wine for, or a plastic bag. Wine for men in a can. In a man can.
Wait, are we talking 32 ounces?
On the can, it says the product was thought up by a guy who lives in an old firehouse, walks to work with his dog, and has two bikes and a trike, and wanted to move beyond stemware.
I mean, that's what we call quarts of beer is man cans.
Okay. Well, that
there's
it
no way
say,
you're drinking 32 ounces
yeah,
of wine
because you're gonna crush that can and then. And then throw it in the bed of your pickup
truck.
That
is wrong
right?
on so many levels. Oh, it's just wrong.
I'm just saying. And can you imagine opening that can and catching that bouquet? It's out there. I'm just saying.
Just you're not paying attention. You reach into the cooler. You grab his by the... What the
yeah,
hell is this?
It's rancid grape
what
juice.
What is this?
Green Teams welcomes the Wells Fargo Advisors to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Wells Fargo Advisors uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
When disaster strikes, only one service is always there. Over-the-air FM radio. From blizzards to hurricanes, tornadoes to tropical storms, the risk of power outages, telephone, data, and mobile service loss could be dire unless you have your cell phone's FM radio chip turned on.
We had no power.
But we were informed and kept safe with the radio in our phone.
Protect your family, yourself, and anyone you care about with one simple yet significant act. Activate the FM chip in your cell phone.
Turn it on.
Visit freeradioonmyphone.org.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assure and total equipment coverages of August 10, 2015.
Getting a new iPhone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting all the phones in your family is a smart idea. But if you have insurance through your wireless carrier, you're paying way too much. I'm Steve Abernethy, and I founded Square Trade to give you a better choice. Phone insurance through your wireless carrier can cost as much as $11 a month. For a family of four, that's $44 every month. Plus, up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade Family Protection Plans cost less than $4 a month per phone with a much lower deductible. We can save your family over $500. Whether you've got a new iPhone or any other smartphone, stop overpaying for phone insurance and protect all the phones in your family with SquareTrade instead.
Protect all the phones in your family with SquareTrade and save over $500. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
Good morning. It's 7:26, just ahead of the best of Rush. Here we go. It's weather brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. High today, look forward to be, actually it's going to be a pretty nice day. We're going to have a high temperature of about 63, and winds will be calm. Tonight we'll be down to 46, and then, well, sorry, if you wanted cold weather for Thanksgiving, that won't be happening. About 70 tomorrow, 75 or so on Wednesday, 76 on Turkey Day is what they're telling us right now. And chances of showers, they start up tomorrow night and probably peak at about 50% on Thursday night and Friday, just so you know. So temps are okay, got a little shower activity, but it was cool last night. Currently, we've got 34 degrees here.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Noted liberal and prominent Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz unloaded on the students protesting at universities all over the country. In an interview with Business Insider, Dershowitz said that diversity, the thing they're protesting about, he said that's the last thing they really want. He says they're hypocrites because they don't want more heterosexuals or conservatives or white students on campus. No, what they're really looking for is superficial diversity. That's nothing more than code language. It means they just want more people just like them at the schools. Now, Dershowitz is again a noted liberal, says the recent outbreak of protests is a dangerous trend being led by tyrannical students. It's personal for him. He told Business Insider he needs police protection when he delivers lectures at colleges because of all the anti-Semitism and hate directed his way. Now, these kids claim they want safe spaces, but that's only for themselves and their own ideas. They don't want anybody who differs with them to be safe. Now, some of you might think that Dershowitz is over the top, that things can't possibly be that bad at our nation's campi. But guess again. For decades, professors who despise traditional American values have been using colleges to indoctrinate young skulls full of mush with their radical leftist ideology. What we're seeing right now is some of those chickens coming home to roost. The students have heard what they've been taught, and they're not waiting to leave school to raise hell. And the professors and the administration having to eat it. They don't know what to do about it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
At AAMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AAMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There are now two people interested in filling an upcoming vacancy on the Brazos County Commission.
The president of the local Hispanic Republicans group, Brian, business owner Gabe Garcia, and College Station Mayor Nancy Berry are seeking the GOP nomination to succeed Kenny Mallard, who is retiring. That's one of three Republican primaries in Brazos County. Another's for Congress, where incumbent Bill Flores of Bryan is being challenged by Grosbeck business owner Caleb Sims. And there's the District 14 state representative seat, where incumbent John Rainey of Bryan is opposed by former College Station Councilman Jess Fields. Two more Brazos County officials filed last week for re-election. They are District Judge Travis Bryan and County Attorney Rod Anderson. As previously reported, other incumbents filing for re-election include District 12 State Representative Kyle Cassell, County Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman, Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rowe, Sheriff Chris Kirk, and District Attorney Jarvis Parsons. A check with Brazos County Democratic Party officials indicate some interest in local races, but no one has filed. The filing deadline is December 14th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police are investigating separate reports of moving vehicles striking two pedestrians and a bicyclist early Saturday morning. Investigators say the two pedestrians failed to yield the right-of-way while crossing George Bush Drive at Dexter shortly before 1 a.m. One of the pedestrians hit by an eastbound car died yesterday after he was taken off life support. He was identified as 21-year-old Jayton Kennedy, a Texas A&M student from Lubbock. The other pedestrian sustained minor injuries. The driver of the car, 21-year-old Samuel Huerta of College Station, was arrested for DWI. Police say he was not charged with intoxication assault because the pedestrians failed to yield the right-of-way. A bicyclist is hospitalized after he was struck by a hit-and-run driver before sunrise Saturday morning. College Station police report this was on the southbound freeway service road between Cavenders and Allen Honda. According to a CSPD statement, anyone in the area Saturday morning between 3:50 and 4 who saw a dark-colored vehicle or witnessed the bicyclist being hit is asked to call 764-3600. Bryan police are investigating the early Saturday morning shooting death of a local man. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 30-year-old Broderick Turner was in his car on West 16th between Logan and Hall, south of Highway 21.
There were some officers that were probably several miles away that actually heard some gunshots. Called in to dispatch, asked if they had any reports, and moments later, reports came in. The first report came in that there were gunshots. The second call came in saying that they had a victim. But they were already en route to that area, so they were pretty close when the call actually came in.
Turner was out of his car and was still alive when officers and emergency personnel arrived. McKeithen says a motive has not been determined. Turner was scheduled to appear in Brazos County District Court next week on four misdemeanor charges. He was also out on bond awaiting trial next July on a charge of assaulting a family member with a prior conviction. A traffic violation in Houston put a Bryan man who's on a DPS statewide most wanted list back in jail. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says 19-year-old Roy Arevalo Jr. had been sought for more than a year and a half on charges that include smuggling contraband into the county jail for his father with the help of a former detention officer.
It involved one of our former employees who's been fired, who, against probably his better judgment, gave in to Arevalo Sr.'s entreaties to smuggle things into the jail. And the go-between on this was Arevalo Jr., who would contact the employee outside the facility and provide him with whatever the contraband was to smuggle into the facility.
The father, Roy Sr., made a plea agreement with prosecutors last month and was sent to prison to serve a 60-year sentence. Southwest Airlines has avoided a walkout by the Transportation Workers Union during the busy Thanksgiving travel period.
The Dallas carrier filed a federal lawsuit to keep the TWU from going on strike. Meanwhile, the president of the union says the 11,000 Southwest workers it represents had no intention of walking out anyhow. As the airline continues to grow and profit, labor problems also increase. John Pendolino, TSN News.
A funeral mass for John Hardin Hicks II will be held tomorrow morning at 11 at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church in College Station. Hicks, the son of company owner and president Bill and Paula Hicks, died last Thursday at the age of 16 following a 3.5-year battle with brain cancer. A rosary followed by a visitation is at Hillier Funeral Home in Bryan today from 4 until 7. Donations may be made on behalf of John Hardin for cancer research to Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. Details are online at WTAW.com. Bryan Broadcasting offices will be closed tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 38 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The home of the bulletproof roof.
For children on your list, Amish Furniture for Generations has youth tables and chairs. They also have rocking horses and high chairs and a lot more. They're, and of course, made of solid oak, cherry, or maple, and featuring some pretty spectacular craftsmanship. I mean, the whole idea behind Amish Furniture for Generations is solid wood, handcrafted, bench-built, so that it's built to last for generations. And if you're looking for a gift for a child that will last for generations, that you will take with you as you move from place to place, and they may take it with them on to the next generation, that's what Amish Furniture for Generations is all about. This is the time of year when you actually can go in there and find items and leave that day with them. Now, in addition to the furniture items, they have wall accessories and other holiday items, handmade wood crafts. And also they have decoration wood shelves. They have wall ornaments, a lot more. So stop in and see them at Amish Furniture for Generations. Again, the time of year when you actually go out with the item that you would like to have. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. They're located on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Shopping, Boonville Shopping Center. If you want some more information, you can give Ken a call at 260-5050.
Just $3 a day could buy the average Texan health insurance. And with a fine for not having insurance increasing to almost $700 next year, it just doesn't make sense to put it off any longer. Go to InsureHealthTX.org. That's InsureHealthTX.org.
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Dunkin' Dining Center for the 32nd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 Thanksgiving meals locally. Donations of food are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. Sponsorship opportunities are also available. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special for your neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between Briarcrest and University, or go to Wilton's.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here's some numbers.
High pressure in control with lots of sunshine and some chilly temperatures for today. Rather chilly out there this morning, but all that sun leads to a high of 60 to 65 this afternoon. Clear much of tonight. Clouds begin increasing late, lows near 45. It will become cloudy during the day tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Clouds may be a shower tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Cloudy Wednesday, chance of a shower, milder, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A heck of an effort by our defense and by our defensive staff.
Against Vanderbilt, the Aggs kept Vandy to just 41 yards in the second half. We'll have more on A&M football. All the local teams for high school football advance to the area round, plus A&M soccer advances to the Elite Eight. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes or so.
And Castleton University. I don't know where they are. Castleton, C-A-S-T-L-E-T-O-N. I love spelling on the radio. Castleton University's green-caped Spartan mascot has not been seen for a month. So they're not exactly sure. They want their costume back. The costume,
Vermont,
okay, known as Sparty, disappeared from the Student Government Association offices sometime between late September and the middle of October. Are they not paying attention? Maybe they don't play football. I don't know. Could be. The university officials have said that if the mascot is returned in good condition, they'll consider the matter settled. So I wonder who Castleton's big rival. Doesn't matter.
It's not big rival. It's some fraternity guy. That's good. I do.
That's right. Hey, man. Look what I got.
I'm going to play beer pong as Sparty, man.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So, did you post that picture?
I did. All right. Twitter.com /WTAW1620.
Yeah, we kind of got geeked out over it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Treasury, you know, we've talked about this. Well, who was it? Alabama was going to do a thing to pay off their debt. They asked people to
yes.
to do a GoFundMe for that.
Yeah.
And they got, what, $500?
Like $1,300 when it was all said and done.
Treasury Department received a record contribution of $2.2 million toward reducing the national debt. And all donors contributed $2.3 million in September, the last month of the 2015 fiscal year, boosting the annual contribution to $3.9 million. Wow. People giving money back to the government to help settle the debt. Does that mean you can actually say to your congressman, hey, look, I gave my little extra, or you're a member of Congress. It could be a congresswoman as well.
I've said previously, if they'd balance the budget and actually, you know, run a surplus,
mm-hmm.
I would entertain the idea of a checkbox that says give 1% more in taxes or something to help pay down the debt.
So who is sending those checks to the government to help pay down the national debt?
I would like to know that, too.
Members of Congress, for one. There are eight members, five Republicans and three Democrats. Five Republicans and three Democrats. They gave $55,000.
Yeah.
Biggest congressional contribution, in case you care, is Chris Gibson. He is a Republican from New York. He writes a monthly check of $4,357.37 to fund that. It's the same amount as his Army pension. That's interesting. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Writes a check equal to his monthly Army pension. All right, so let me see. Here's just what you'd want to do. These guys, I think, started last year. Ship Snow, is that right? Ship Snow, yo? Did they start last year where you ship snow?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, they mailed autumn leaves to people just a month ago, and now the shipments of snow are about to start. Ship Snow, yo, shipped over 700 pounds of Boston snow. It says here they started in 2014. You're right. And this year offers snowman in a box and white Christmas packages. In addition to shipping snow this holiday season, Ship Snow Yo, shipping coal around the world, too. Packaged in a Christmas stocking if you haven't been behaving right. So just want to let you know. Oh, here you are, in case anybody wants to know, the ratings for Saturday Night Live with Matthew McConaughey and Adele.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
Sorry.
You know, he's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he is.
And he's done some pretty good work.
Yep. Yeah.
True Detective would be a good place to start.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry that he gets remembered for that. But anyway. But it's second best of the season. Donald Trump is still number one. Still number one. And will remind us of that.
Yes.
Forever. Texas woman injured while trying to park her car in Abilene. A 47-year-old woman, she's from out of town, was looking for a parking place on the third floor of the multi-level parking structure on Friday in Abilene. Her foot slipped off, causing her truck, to speed straight through the parking structure and land upside down on the street below. She's all right. She's all right. And got a heck of a story to not tell.
Who would have done that? That wouldn't have been me.
All right, here you are. Game Boy, if I say Game Boy, what do you say? What's your response? Remember that? Remember that? Remember Game Boy?
Yeah.
Those countless hours of your eyes glued to that 99-cent smartphone game app? Yeah. Now your device can turn your iPhone into a Game Boy. You'll be able to turn your iPhone into a real Game Boy control pad and all. Smart Boy was originally planned for an April Fool's joke. But it ended up being a full-fledged project for consumer release. The Smart Boy is an attachment for your iPhone 6 Plus, that lets gamers insert their actual Game Boy cartridges.
Oh, wow.
Giving them the same experience as playing Pokemon Yellow as a kid. This time with really a high-quality screen, and you don't have to have the AA batteries that run out. The Smart Boy Maker, doesn't have a release date yet, but they'll be doing that soon.
I'll tell you what I like about this. It gives you an actual keyboard controller pad instead of the screen, which
okay.
I always find suboptimal because
sure.
you're smashing your thumbs over the screen just to control stuff.
He said suboptimal.
I never owned a Game Boy. I wasn't.
I'm just saying sub. That
I was so underprivileged.
Suboptimal. I like that. Okay. Hello.
If only they could turn it into a Commodore 64.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Supal Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you're a parent, you've probably had to deal with the blame game in your house. You know how it goes. Your kids have an argument and then they blame each other for the problem. Then you're left to sort it all out. Finger pointing can lead to big problems down the road. Children who don't learn to accept responsibility for their own bad choices will likely grow into adults who blame others. So if blaming is a problem in your home, try to put an end to it as soon as possible. And to do that, keep the following in mind. First, even if you're fed up with all the blaming your kids do, don't react in anger. A child who's facing an angry parent may feel even more compelled to squirm out of trouble by blaming someone else. Instead, stay calm and handle the conflict gently. The more safe a child feels to tell the truth, the more likely he'll admit his own mistakes. You may also need to give consequences for blaming others. Children are far more likely to give up that behavior if it becomes too costly to do it. Most of all, you'll have to be diligent in your parenting. Blame shifting won't go away on its own, and it won't change overnight. It'll take perseverance to raise kids into adults who have the maturity to take responsibility for their actions. If you're patient and consistent, you can put an end to the blame game in your family. To help your children thrive, stop by FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My name is Dale Pazinski, and this is how I live United. I volunteer with United Way, helping the homeless in my community by teaching computer skills and helping them build a basic resume to save on their very own USB drive. It's huge when somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic.
Andro 400 Max, the best all-natural testosterone booster. Gain energy, lose belly fat. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the Deal of the Day. It is 7:49. Before we hop into the high school, we'll start you a little earlier than that with two College Station Pop Warner teams that have won state championships. Both the Pee Wee and Junior Pee Wee teams are the state champions. They now advance to the Pop Warner Southwest Regional Final, which will take place in Dallas. Congratulations to those guys. High school playoff time moving towards the regionals. After everybody qualified and went on through the bye districts, College Station Cougars scored the first five possessions on the way to a 52-7 rout of North Forest. Hunter Batten scored two touchdowns, as would Jarvis Lister, and the Bryan High Vikings beat Magnolia West 37-21. Trendavian Dixon broke yet another record and caught his 74th career touchdown pass to set a Texas high school football record, and the Navasota Rattlers went on to beat Jasper 35-21. They advance in the 4A division. Earlier in the week, A&M Consolidated blasted Magnolia 49-0. So on into the regionals now, where College Station will take on Angleton Friday at 7 at Wood Forest Stadium, Shenandoah. Navasota heads to Beaumont for a matchup with Carthage Friday at 6 at Lamar University. Bryan will play George Ranch Saturday at 6. They play that one at U of H. And A&M Consolidated heads to H-Town as well. They'll challenge Fort Bend Ridgepoint Saturday, 5:30 at the home of the Texans, NRG Stadium. Find all that information in one spot. You can go to BrazosFootball.com. Aggie football got their first shutout since 2004, holding Vandy to just 41 yards of total offense in the second half. They knocked off the Commodores 25-0. Coach Kevin Sumlin said the D held up.
A heck of an effort by our defense and by our defensive staff, particularly on the road in league play. So, you know, we've had issues across the board in all phases, you know, offense, defense, special teams at different times this year. But, you know, defensively, can we get better? Yes. But, you know, you got to be happy with their effort tonight.
Kyle Allen passed for 336 yards and a touchdown, but it was Taylor Bertolette who just set the world on fire, tying a school and SEC record by making six field goals.
Somebody called him Bertolette out there today. So, you know, do we want him to do all that to set field goal records? Probably not. But, you know, in a situation like we're in today, that's the case, and he's doing his job.
The Aggs next head to Baton Rouge, Louisiana for the Bayou Bengals after LSU fell to Ole Miss 38-17 this past weekend. Kickoff scheduled this Saturday for 6:30. Of course, it's on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Clemson remains the number one team in the latest Associated Press college football poll, but there are some changes under that with losses by Ohio State and Oklahoma State. Alabama's the new number two, followed by Notre Dame and Oklahoma. Michigan State, Baylor, Ohio State, Oklahoma State, and Florida round out the top 10. Aggie soccer is moving to the Elite Eight for the sixth time, second consecutive year, after Danielle Rice came up with a penalty kick save on a shot by Ole Miss's Gretchen Harknett in the sixth round of the shootout. Then Sarah Shaw found the back of the net to send the number 21 Aggies to the Elite Eight yet again. The match went to penalty kicks after the teams were tied at 1-1 and had gone all the way through the overtimes. The ladies return to action Friday. They'll head to Tallahassee for a 1 o'clock start against Florida State. A&M volleyball has been unbeatable. They're ranked 25th in the country, and on senior day, they won a thrilling 5-set come-from-behind victory over SEC champ and 14th-ranked Florida. Outside hitter Kira McGee said they just got in the Gators' heads.
I think that's all it was a mental game, like how we were down 2-0. Like, we went in the locker room and then talked to them. We were like, we're not losing this game. We're going to fight for every point. It's exactly what we did. And once we had them down, they didn't know what to do.
A&M closes out the season at Missouri and Arkansas Wednesday and Saturday. On now to basketball, where the A&M men knocked off UNC Asheville 75-47. And we've grown accustomed to seeing A&M put up almost 100 points a game. Why the slowdown? Senior guard Alex Caruso explains.
Put a full game into effect against a team that's really disciplined and plays good half-court defense and executes. It's a little change from the first three games when we've been running up and down, and now it's a little more half-court.
Next up, the guys are on their way to the Bahamas for a tournament. And first up in that tournament, the University of Texas at Austin, Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Number 12 Texas A&M women's basketball beat TCU 82-78 to run their record to 4-0 for the eighth time in the past 9 years. The ladies are off until Friday. They're heading to Vegas for the Thanksgiving shootout. They'll tip it off against Cal at 2 o'clock. That on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, Tony Romo had a triumphant return for the Cowboys and snapped a 7-game losing streak, knocking off Aggie Ryan Tannehill and the Miami Dolphins 24-14. Romo was happy to get back into the game and get the W.
Felt good to kind of get back and play football. Help your team win, and tough team we went against today. They're physical. It's one of those games you got to just stand up and fight, you know, outlast them a little bit, and our guys did that today.
Houston Texan DeAndre Hopkins had two touchdown catches to lead the Texans to a 24-17 win over the New York Jets. And finally, Kyle Busch has won his first NASCAR Sprint Cup championship, started the season in the hospital after a wreck that broke his leg and foot. Had to get a waiver from NASCAR and ended up winning the championship at Homestead. The 30-year-old Busch held off fellow title contenders Kevin Harvick, Jeff Gordon, and Martin Truex to get the checkered flag in a rain-delayed race yesterday. And that's going to do it for sports. We're with Mike Vivaldi again from Team of Navasota. And you guys are doing something really kind of cool for Thanksgiving.
We're going to pick five families to try to provide a Thanksgiving dinner for. We just need the community to go online to our turkey.
Yeah, you got to click on the website.
Yeah, click on the turkey. You basically put in your name and your information, and then if you're a lucky winner, we're going to contact you, and you're going to let us know who you want to help.
Give everybody the website real quick.
It's teamofnavasota.com.
All right, to help out then again, teamofnavasota.com. You can also find the deals that they have, like their 10 under 10, which we've got to do for a deal of the day right quick.
Okay, we have a 2012 Chevy Impala for $9,888.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Are you or is someone you love suffering from sandwich envy? Do you look longingly at other Subway sandwiches and wish they were your own? Not surprisingly, this is a common side effect of the Subway Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt. With tender, all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, Monterey cheddar, and cool, creamy ranch on freshly baked bread. Fortunately, there is an effective cure for sandwich envy. Get to Subway and grab your own Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt today. It's that simple. Subway. Eat fresh. Warning, while eating Chicken and Bacon Ranch Melt, those around you may begin to suffer from their own sandwich envy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till. I'd really given up on the volleyball team yesterday. I was watching a little bit of that.
Yeah, me too.
Just wasn't happening. Was not happening.
They looked real sluggish the first two.
Yeah. So good. Now they got to play, the one team that's ahead of them? Missouri? That's their next game?
Yeah.
Next match? Okay.
And Missouri's undefeated at home. They're beastly.
All right, see all that happens. While $15 running shoes won't do you much good, there's also not much point in blowing $300 on them either. There's a Danish website out there that has crunched the numbers for nearly 135,000 consumer reviews that it gathered over a year, along with the suggested retail price of most of the popular brands. And the biggest surprise? The higher the price, the lower the rating in a lot of cases. In fact, the 10 most expensive running shoes with an average list price of $180 a pair rated about 8% lower than the 10 cheapest models that averaged $60 a pair.
Well, there's something to be said for at that much money, they should run for me.
Yeah. The founder of the company, the founder of this group that did the survey, which is runrepeat.com, runrepeat.com, might want to go there and have a look at that, said that affordable mid-range running shoes are nearly always just as good or better than the same expensive running shoes.
See, what do they define as mid-range?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. And it doesn't mean that you should buy $15 running shoes at a department store. I mean, this guy said he believes that running shoemakers have poured so much money into marketing in their battle for that slice of the multi-billion dollar market that it's like anything else. They got to recoup that investment that they made, and so they jacked the prices up on a product that is not necessarily that much better. So go in, have a look. I don't know. I'm not going to pay more than about $70, just personally, for the shoes that I use, because I'm not jogging. I'm not a runner, okay? But I want shoes that'll hold together for a while and stay, and that works out. And there's sale opportunities out there all the time.
Huh. The number one shoe they've got I've never seen before.
Yeah, for the avid runner, I mean, I understand that stuff is really, really important to you. But there are a lot of people who just buy the shoes for comfort, and from that standpoint. The Salomon S-Lab Sense Ultra SG is number one. I don't know what that is. Doesn't matter. But go in and have a look at that.
It's really kind of neat.
Well, and I like the idea that they took 135,000 consumer reviews. That's a pretty good data set right there to be able to put together something that may help you because, everybody buys some sort of training shoe, cross-training shoe, something like that, to even if it's got Velcro on it. Which means you're probably not a marathoner.
No.
All right, going to be a pretty nice day today, and we'll be in the mid-70s by Thanksgiving Day with a chance of showers out there. It's 40 now, WTAW, College.